So Bill, what did you end up getting to your girlfriend for Valentine's Day?
Well, I didn't get her anything yet because I decided I would make dinner for her instead of getting her something.
I'm sure she'll love it.
Oh, I hope so. But what about you, Jenny? Did you do anything special, or are you going to, for that special someone?
Well, I have a few plans, but I'm also hoping I can find something to buy him on today's A-Plus shopping channel.
Oh, that's right. On yesterday's show, we looked at some of the unusual gifts you can buy from the A-Plus shopping channel. So, kind of strange gifts.
Right. They were selling balloons which you can put a picture on. And also, we have matching tattoos. That means that you can have the same tattoo as your boyfriend or girlfriend.
Right. These are really unusual gifts. Not the kind you see every day.
我们现在就跟 Jay 跟 Kate 来看看今天的 shopping channel 还要卖什么有趣的情人节礼物吧。
Sweet surprise.
Conversation A.
I think about you day and night.
How sweet.
A-plus message jars are full of love notes.
Yeah, one romantic message for each day of the year.
Guys, you won't need to write love letters anymore.
This one says, "You're my sweetheart."
That's cute. Listen to this one.You are perfect in every way.
I know I am, but thanks anyway.
Very funny.
So Jenny, I don't think Jay really thinks Kate is perfect in every way. What do you think?
I don't think so, even though her A-plus message jar love note says she was. So that's what Jay and Kate are selling today. A-plus message jar, right?
That's right, but maybe our readers don't know exactly what a message is. So a message is basically a short thing that you might want to tell somebody. Just a little idea.But also, we can use the word to talk about maybe the note, or the email, or the phone call, or anything that you send to somebody so that you can tell them that idea, that message. They both can be used to, or the word can be used for both things.
这里呢我们看到 message 这个字 message 是一个名词是讯息或是消息的意思那这里呢我们看到今天 A Plus Shopping Channel 要卖的就是这个 message jar message jar 呢就是这个讯息罐里面呢有各式各样的 love note 有各式各样爱的讯息那我们也看到 message 这个字其实在平常也非常的好用哦如果呢你用手机要传一个简讯给别人你就是 send a message to 那个人 send a message to somebody 传一个简讯传一个讯息给某个人另外呢如果你打电话给别人结果他不在那我想呢你就必须要留一个讯息你要 leave a message leave a message
Now, of course, the A-plus message jar is full of messages here. That's what Jay says next. Actually, he says love notes, but we'll get to love notes in just a moment. Because we need to explain full of. When something is full of something else, it means you can't put any more in, usually, right? So if you have a full glass, you can't add any more, well, water to it.But you can also use this word full of then to mean that there are many of something inside, almost like you can't put more in. So we're just saying the message jar has many messages inside.
Right, so the message jar has a lot of messages inside, has a lot of love notes inside. 那这里呢我们也看到了这个 be full of 这个片语。 be full of something 就是充满的什么东西。Full 呢这个字它是形容词，是满的或是充满的。比方说呢，周末假日百货公司呢都挤满了人，我们就会说 The department store is full of people on weekends. The department store is full of people on weekends.
And don't forget, of course, these are love notes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're very special kinds of messages. In fact, they're quite romantic. One romantic message for each day of the year, says Kate.Now, romantic is a great word. It basically means that something is, well, it kind of makes you feel very happy and like somebody loves you. So if you say something romantic to somebody, you're showing them how you feel about them. You're telling them you love them and you care a lot about them.
这里看到 romantic 这个字。Romantic 它是一个形容词，是浪漫的，或者我们讲罗曼蒂克的。那讲到呢，这个 message jar 这个讯息罐里面呢，有各式各样的 love notes， 有各式各样的这个爱的讯息，所以呢，肯定是非常的 romantic 的。
Well, hey, maybe we can take a short look at part of today's conversation.
导播，我们来看看今天这个段落吧。
Think about you day and night.
How sweet.
A plus message jars are full of love notes.
Oh, how romantic.
That's so romantic. You know, these notes, these A plus shopping channel messages in the jar are definitely love letters. And those are just romantic notes. You write to someone, right? And tell them how much you love them.
好了，我们这里呢看到这个 love letter. Letter 呢是信。那 love letter 当然就是我们知道的情书了。那你今天呢，只要有这个 A plus 的这个 message jar 里面有各式各样爱的讯息，你就再也不需要情书了。
Well, before we see what else we can buy from the A plus shopping channel, we need to take a break, so we'll be right back.
Sweet surprise.
Conversation B.
Are you tired of sending flowers?
Flowers die quickly.
But A plus can offer you a talking rose.
It'll last forever.
You can record sweet words.
Or a love song.
So, how does it work?
Just push this button down and talk.
Cool. Jay, you are so clever and handsome. Jay, you are so cleverand handsome.
Hey, it'll break if you keep lying.
Pick up the phone and order now.
Welcome back to A Plus English, everybody. Let's find out what else we have for sale on today's A Plus shopping channel.That's good.
So who's talking?
Well, it was me. I was welcoming our viewers back.
But you're drinking water.
Well, okay, it was the A-plus shopping channel talking rose, just like Jay and Kate have in the second part of today's show.
好，原来我们今天的 A-plus shopping channel 要卖的就是这个 talking rose, 会讲话的玫瑰花。那因为呢，这边开始其实 Jay 有提到说 Are you tired of sending flowers?
That's right. When you're tired of something, well, it means that you've done it many, many times, and now it's boring. In fact, it's so boring, it almost makes you want to go to sleep. It makes you feel tired. So that's why we can say, are you tired of doing something? Meaning, are you bored doing this?
这里呢我们看到一个片语就是 be tired of doing something。那 tired 呢是厌倦的意思，所以 be tired of doing something 就是厌倦做某件事情。这里呢 Jay 提到就说，哎，你已经厌倦送花了吗？那如果你厌倦的话 ，Here you can buy a talking rose from A Plus Shopping Channel。你可以从我们的 A Plus Shopping Channel 买一个会讲话的玫瑰花哦。But then, what does Kate mean when she says it will last forever?
Oh, well, you know, when you are the last person to finish, maybe when you're doing a test, it means everyone finishes before you. So think of what the word last means. Then when you say something lasts for a long time or forever, it means that everything else will finish or break or stop working before it.So we're just saying the A-plus talking rose will work for a long time. It'll last forever.
这里呢我们看到了 last 这个字。以前呢我们学过 last 这个字是当形容词或者是副词，就是最后的意思。但在这里呢它当动词，其实就是说哎，可以持续到最后，就是持续的意思。那这里呢这个 talking rose 它可以持续到永久， last forever， 它永远都不会凋谢，因为它不是 real flowers， 它不是真花。那另外呢我们也讲到说哎， last forever， 比方说我可以说 Oh, my love for you will last forever, right?
Right, and of course if it lasts forever, it will never end. So the A plus talking rose, of course, isn't a real rose, right? That's why it will last forever. It's actually kind of a computer rose. It can even record sweet things and sweet sounds. Now when you record something, it means that you can save it, and usually we talk about saving sounds. So later you can play it back.Just like with a tape recorder or an MP3 player, something like that.
原来呢这里的这个 talking rose 它是一个电子的产品，它会呢录下声音，然后后来就可以播放出来。好了，我们看到了 record 这个字， record 呢它是一个动词，就是录音的意思。那这个字同样一个字也可以当作名词哦，不过它的重音变成在前面，你要念成 recordRecord， 它呢就变成唱片或者是记录的意思。Bill, but here Jay's message is a strange message, isn't it?
That's right. He's being a bit silly. He says that he's being clever and handsome. That Jay is clever and handsome. Now, when you're clever, of course, it means that you're kind of smart, but in a very interesting way, right?So you can use your brain and your head to think of things to do that can be kind of, well, really smart, but kind of funny too.
这里呢我们看到 clever 这个字。Clever 呢它是形容词，就是聪明的、机智的意思。这里呢 Jay 他用 talking rose 录下自己说，哦，我又英俊，我又机智聪明。
Hey Jenny, do you want to see something really clever?
What's that?
Okay, and now it's time for us to go to Word Power. Word Power!
Yeah, Word Power. Let's do it.
That's right, let's do it now.
All right. Be full of. Be full of.
Be full of, 它是个动词片语，就是充满的意思。
This box is full of old clothes.
哎，这个箱子装满了旧衣服哎， what's going on?
Well, some of them might still be good.
对啊，其实还是可以捐给需要的人家。
All right, next one, romantic, romantic.
Romantic, 形容词浪漫的，罗曼蒂克的。
Stella spent a romantic evening with her boyfriend.
史黛拉呢和她的男友共度了罗曼蒂克的一晚。
Last, last,
last, 动词持续的意思。
The movie lasted 3 hours.
哦，这部电影持续了三个小时。So like the Titanic, 铁达尼号 was like longer than 3 hours.
I think so. And the last one is clever. Clever.
Clever 是个形容词，聪明的。
Tanya is clever. She fixed my computer.
Tanya 超聪明的，她把我的电脑给修好了。And I didn't have to pay.
Wow, even better. Keep in mind. Hey, Jonathan.
Yes.
I have a surprise for you.
你要给我一个惊喜啊。What is it?
Close your eyes.
Okay, I'll close my eyes.
Okay, now put out your hand.
把手放出来。
Okay. Here you are.
Can I open my eyes now?
Open your eyes.
Huh!But, 这是女生的 this is for a girl.
Oh, that's okay, come on, it looks great. And it writes?
Fine, 我先讲解。这里我们刚刚看到很多祈使句，还有呢命令句。什么意思呢？比如说 open your eyes, 张开你的眼睛。不过呢，里头主词虽然是 you, 但是却是省略掉了，没有写出来。So, give me...That one.
What?
Thank you.
Well, I mean...
Yes, but don't talk. Don't talk.
Well, let me try it. Rose, rose in my hand. Who is the prettiest woman in all land?
It's you, Jenny, of course.
You see?
Whatever, let's review today's A-plus shopping channel.
Sweet surprise!
Think about you day and night.
How sweet!
A-plus message jars are full of love notes.
Yeah, one romantic message for each day of the year.
Guys, you won't need to write love letters anymore.
This one says,You're my sweetheart.
That's cute. Listen to this one. You're perfect in every way.
I know I am, but thanks anyway.
Very funny. Are you tired of sending flowers?
Flowers die quickly.
But A-plus can offer you a talking rose.
It'll last forever.
You can record sweet words.
Or a love song.
So, how does it work?
Just push this button down and talk.
Cool. Jay, you are so clever and handsome. Jay, you are so clever and handsome.
Hey, it'll break if you keep lying.
Pick up the phone and order now.
Review time!
Okay, everybody. Review time, matching.
Yes, matching.
No, review time, fill in the blanks.
That's right, thank you. 我们今天的 review time 呢来做填充题。Clayton 给你三道题目，中间呢都有空格，请你把它填起来。
Okay, number one, he answered all the questions correctly. He is so blank.
哇，所有的问题他都答对了。He is so clever, 好聪明哦。
You got it. Number two, I think it's going to rain. The sky blank clouds.
And boom!哇，我觉得是会下雨哦。这个空中呢是乌云密布 ，full of clouds.
Got it. My shoes were so expensive. I hope they blank forever.
哦，我这双鞋子超贵的。I hope they last forever. 希望呢可以穿很久很久。
That would be great if all our shoes lasted forever.
可是这样会得香港脚哎。
Yes. You just wash them. It's okay.
Wash your shoes?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Sure, you wash your shoes.
Really?
Yeah.
Living phrases.
I am tired of playing this game.
Yeah, we play it too often.
And I'm tired of your shirt. You wear it every day.
I do.
And I'm tired of your jokes. They're never funny.
Sorry. I'll think of better ones.
I'm tired of you too. You always agree with me.
Yeah, I know.
Don't you get tired of anything?
Well, I do get tired of listening to you complain about everything.
Just for fun!
Hello, everyone!And welcome to A Plus English. Today is just for fun. And we're going to be talking about an animal idiom. But first, let's find out what animals are in the studio.
Hey, Matt, I think instead of the horse today, what would be more appropriate is moo.
Okay, so we have a cow.And I'm a horse, but really, my name's Matt, and that was Angie making those funny cow sounds. But she's only doing that because today's animal idiom is all about a cow. It reads, holy cow! And this is used often, especially when we see something really amazing, or we're shocked by something, or something unexpected happens, we say...Holy cow!
Right, Matt. So really, the idiom has nothing to do with a cow, but it's just a phrase that we use to show that we're shocked by something or excited. Like in our example, holy cow! This bus is really crowded. Maybe you're waiting at the bus stop and you can't wait to get home and you're hoping...that the bus won't have a lot of people, so you can get a seat. And usually, the bus is empty. But today, holy cow! There were so many people on the bus that there were no seats left.
That's a good example, but I think in Taipei, it would be better by reversing it.And saying, holy cow, there's no one on the bus for once in my life, because every time I take a bus or the MRT, there are many, many people. So I'm surprised when I actually get a seat. I say, holy cow, I can sit down today. This never happens.
Holy cow, you're right. If I see a bus that's empty, I will think the same thing.
Oh my gosh! Holy cow! It's time for us to end today's Just for Fun. But listeners, be sure to join us next time. We'll see you then.